We have the pleasure to welcome the ministry of our brother and pastor, Hershey Mokola. Put your hands together to the Lord and welcome the man of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank
you very much. And you may please be seated. And you can open, please, to the book of Isaiah in chapter number 49. I hope that I will be helpful here to you tonight.
Amen.
Welcome. It is the sincere desire and the prayer that's of my heart. If we can open in prayer and I would also like to give thanks to our host who worked so well and so hard. The book of Ruth. Thank you, Pastor Davis. But let's pray together. Our Father, as we come here at this great and this awesome moment, we pray that your Holy Spirit would give us the glory of Christ in the teaching of the Word, that you might speak by your Holy Spirit, and you give us order, and you give us a good mind, like that man called Legion, who sat at your feet, clothed, and in his right hand. Let that happen here. There was no man could tame him, but you tamed him by your Spirit, and by the word and the power of Jesus Christ. Our Father, may we speak from our heart the truth of the gospel, and may your people hear and be saved. You've given us a mission to scatter this gospel into the ends of the earth. It includes here in Jalingo. Let it be preached for your glory, and for your glory only, for our Lord Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Amen.
In the book of Isaiah, in chapter 49, I would like to begin our reading at verse number 3. And pick our message up in verse number 6. And you will notice that verse number 6 is the verse I quoted from last night, if you were here last night, in Acts chapter number 13. And so it applies, this text, it applies unto Jesus Christ and unto us through him and because of him, as we are the co-laborers who gather with God.
Verse number 3.
And he said to me, you are my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified. It's our Lord Jesus Christ who's called Israel in the book of Hosea and in many other texts. He's the true child of God. And then I said, I have labored in vain, I have spent my strength for nothing and in vain. If you ever, in your time, you read in the book of John in chapter 6, as when our Lord Jesus was surrounded by so much unbelief, is he said, all that my Father giveth me shall come unto me.
Hey, mutare da dan binya wa suna tattare da shi wanda na san gaskiya bai cika ba.
And him that comes to me, I will for no reason cast out. And so he encouraged himself in the midst of all of the unbelief that the Father had given him a chosen people who had to be saved, and he was going to save them by the blood of Christ. But he speaks here in the warfare of his temptations and trials. I have spent my strength for nothing and in vain, yet surely my just a reward, my people, my salvation, and my throne is with the Lord. I will be a judge of judgment, and I will be a savior, and my work, the rewarder of my work, and the one that shall fulfill my work, it is with my God. And we use the scriptures of the preached Christ and not ourselves. Isn't that what Paul said? Verse number 5 and 6, and we'll get into our message. And my clock starts now. Verse number 5. As I have humor, if you just don't get it. I'm getting extra time. As my clock starts now, as I'm entering into the message, it's my warm-up. If the brother here will have a whole song now. His clock hasn't started. I'm starting now.
Verse 5 and 6.
And now the Lord says, who formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring back Jacob back unto him, to bring back God's elect, so that Israel is gathered to him, for I shall be glorious, that's not us, that's Jesus Christ, in the eyes of the Lord, and my God shall be my strength. It's fine. It's indeed, he says, it's Almighty God says, it is too small a thing that you should be my servant unto raise up the tribes of Jacob, that's the chosen among those Jews, and to restore the preserved ones of Israel, that remnant according unto the election of grace, as Paul says in the book of Romans, chapter number 11, verse number 5 and 6. I will also give you as a light unto the Gentiles, that's Christ and us in him, that you should be my salvation. And here is the pursuit of God's arrows.
Let's have a moment of time for Tawan and Yasin and Mukara Tawan. She walked away with the same aspect of the table. Thou hast a tower, the way you must have a series, who must have cited folks who will go and see.
Here's the purpose, as I was talking about it last night, is the glory of God. It's the motive and it is the ambition. And here, this night, as we're talking about the pursuit, it could be the glory of God also. But it says here that you should be my salvation unto the ends of the earth. Our purpose is to bring God glory. Our pursuit is to chase down his people. In every nick and every cranny of this world. Our purpose is to get God's people unto our Lord Jesus Christ for the glory of the blessed God. It's to chase them down, and it is to find them, because God Almighty has given us a mission in this world. And it is not about ourselves. It is not about our church. It is not about our ministry. Is I won't even cross the street to help a man and to build his own ministry. Is I won't do anything to help a man and to build his own ministry. But I'll do everything I can to help a man to build up the ministry and the glory of our Lord Jesus
Christ.
Now you people, you have been here, it's a long day. And you have Bible upon Bible and prayer upon prayer. You've spoken in tongues, or what called tongues. You dance. You have all kinds of religious ministry all day, and I want you to tune into me tonight.
Mwenye abubwa adama anirawa reyeye wakoti anirawa anirawoni achi atuna maina soa wana ya mati atawutisha akasakuni.
And so if you have to shake yourself a bit, if you have to stand up, if you have to pinch yourself,
inaima yao adama kajisi kakata ni pokuma katashi seye kamite pokuma kamushulika kane ina soo kuta asa iyo anakaila kane.
If you have to ask your neighbor to pitch, you ask your neighbor to pitch. You stay awake and pay attention to this message
tonight.
I hope there's something left as to when you get to it. But I want you to hear me this night. And I want you to hear. And I want you to know that He is God.
Hallelujah.
And it's not about us at all. It's not about us, not even one lick, as they say back home in the South. It isn't about us even a little bit at all. I was in Lagos and I just into Nigeria, and I heard a man saying this over and over, "Atoll, atoll." I said, "That sounds so strange, but I like it." at all. It's not about us at all. Not at all. Not one thing in this gospel is about ourselves. We give glory and honor to Jesus Christ. Our life is about Jesus Christ. Even if we die, even if he kills us, even if he puts us in the hands of the devil, it's about Jesus Christ and his glory and the pursuit of the gospel for somebody else to be saved. Our whole life is about Christ, right? Am I right? Every time I get started, I have to wait on you, but it's all right. In Philippians 1, please, let's open the scriptures here. And let's see what the Apostle Paul says about your life and mine. As to what is our life all about? And the pastors here can already quote it. In Philippians 1, as what verse am I going to? Verse number 21. What's that verse say?
May it say,
for me to live is Christ. How about you? How about you? For me, Paul says, to live my whole entire life is about Jesus Christ. It's to bring him glory with my lifestyle, with my mouth, with my heart, with my lips, with my mind. It's even with my neck. It's the purpose of the neck is to hold up the head, and the head is Christ Jesus. Why? It's because, brother, I was a lost sinner. I was like Ruth. God brought me this gospel. And out of evil, he made something good. Out of the worst man on earth, hit my own mind. Condemned and under the wrath of God. Unable to obey. Unable to get a forgiveness even though I had the doctrine in my
mind.
I was at the bottom of the pit when God had mercy on me. At the bottom of the pit, how about you?
Yeah,
where did you meet? Did you need it in your strength and you just needed to have Jesus into your life? And you lost your husband and you just had to get some comfort, or your little children were sick and you had to get some comfort and he got healthy and told you sick, I serve Jesus. Or did you meet him in your sin?
Oh,
I The Apostle Paul said that in me, that is in my flesh, dwells no good thing, and he said that after he was a Christian. For me, the Apostle Paul says, I to live is Christ because he's the only reason that my soul is saved. I don't think you heard me. I'm going to ask you one question. What did you do? What did you do? That's good, huh?
Nothing.
We didn't do a thing at all. Because all of our salvation was laid upon our Lord Jesus Christ, and he's the only reason God saved us because of his blood.
Yeah, so do we put a little bit of a
Did you hear the man earlier? It was a small man. Get in that drunk. Get in that drunk.
Get this drunk with God. Which y'all been there when y'all the book out? Got that soup. Yeah, the book out.
He chose to do it. Every time I get around this pastor, I gotta pay some money to fix them. I'm sorry. Look back with me. Set our eyes back on Christ Jesus. Does the devil might use it as a distraction? Let's see if the Lord God would use it to make us come back in. He took our names.
God, would you smile?
Upon his chest.
I could just,
and when he did that,
look what you have.
He took our sin.
God will be the problem.
In his own body.
An answer.
And God Almighty, he turned his back on his
son.
But when God turned his back upon his son, if the Son was dying upon the cross saying, my God,
forsaken
in all fullness, for every single one of his people who would ever believe him, was poured upon Jesus Christ, was laid upon him, the arrow pierced his heart, and out of his side came blood and water. And Jesus Christ, as he died, he said what? It is
finished.
That's why I got no more sin. That's why me and you are forgiven.
Yes, I need to pay you some more. Yeah, I got it.
And the Almighty God is justice.
When you just let that one, make us tell
it. He can never look upon nor punish the same sins twice. It is impossible.
I should you want, yeah, who put the same of you? I should you want.
Sins paid for by Jesus Christ are God. His work, his beauty, his righteousness, his goodness, his
grace.
It was just of you.
Yeah,
and so when God Almighty says, you glorify my son, my heart and your heart, he says, amen. It says, Master, please let me live for his glory. And there's no way to live for his glory except praying
thus.
Because that is the Great Commission. What's the rest of that verse say? For me and to live is Christ and who believes that?
Why
I see hands. But only the people who say, for me and to live is Christ, they really believe that. Let me ask you a question. And the next time a pastor or a false prophet promises you that you shall not die. Hold up, pastor, and to die is gain. You're taking away my blessing. And if it's my time, I'm ready to go. You gonna say that? We don't just talk words, we mean what we say. We don't just sing songs and pray prayers. We mean business, we mean every word. We're sincere.
Do not nothing. Do go there and that day and talk about that again as you go when you see Allah the end. But then I'm not sure if it's another power.
His mouth is connected to his heart.
And
then he
took
his life. For me to live, he said, is all about Christ. No matter what happens, I am sure and aware he's going to be glorified in my body. If I'm out preaching, or if I'm stretching my neck over the gallows, Jesus Christ is going to be glorified. I'm going to praise him as I die and stick my neck out and preach on the way out into the window of heaven. Because that's the man who really believes that God is there. What was the only reason that the Apostle Paul even wanted us to live in this world? He said, but I am persuaded I'm going to stay here for your
good.
My whole life, he says, is giving God glory by serving you.
Is
that gospel? Oh. All this is carnality about self. We need to coil.
The money I look at
when I preach, I promise people absolutely nothing but Jesus Christ in
the verse.
I don't promise you if you give that you're going to get even more money. I promise if you give that to bring glory and honor unto God, it is from a sincere heart, and you'll make somebody else thankful for being able to receive. And it's not just the pastor, it's the poor saints in the Bible who got offerings from the church
house.
Listen to me. In the back, you listen to me. I promise you nothing. And if what Jesus Christ did for you at the cross is not enough, you keep your money in your pocket. You hear me?
Well,
tell the truth. This man, he needs money. The host is big program. This man's from Belgium. I came in from where I'm from. This man, expenses, the hotel, the chair, the lights, the camera.
If you give it, you have to give something more for yourself.
It's not a given unto Jesus Christ.
Through the back door, and you're using God to serve yourself instead of serving God a heart that's
thankful. In Philippians chapter 2 and verse number 20, Paul says, as he's talking about our brother Timothy, and he says, I'm going to send him out of all the ministers around me. I know well. If you're a minister of the gospel, if you preach, would you hold your hand up just for us? Just a little sec. Just a little peek. If you're a preacher of the gospel. I've been on the other end of this verse, and it hurts so bad. But the verse says, I'm going unto you, Timothy, hear me out, because I don't have any man that is like-minded who will naturally care for you. For everybody's after his own name and his own glory and not the things of Christ Jesus. Because I was on the other end of that verse as a young preacher, and this old man, Pastor Henry Mayhem, was he rebuked me by just sending me that verse, all men seek their own. And you know, I had the true gospel, it was on my lips. Let me speak a word, dear brothers. And for me at that time, just to live, it was not Christ. It was
patient.
It was patient. Had the same doctrine. Had the same gospel. But my heart was far off from God, and I'm serving myself when we're supposed to be trying to get the gospel unto the people instead of using the gospel unto bring the people unto
ourselves.
Did you catch that? And so who do you worship? And so who's your big pop? Who's your eye towards?
What's up with this?
You look to the flesh. Who do you fear? Who are you scared to offend? Is it Papa? Is it Daddy? Or is it the Almighty God? I'm seven on toes.
In a
18 feet into high heel boots. Because this gospel is a message that has to give God glory, has to be used for the people of the ends of the earth. And not ourselves, and the Almighty God, He will take care of us. Is anybody in here miserable? Is anybody in here miserable? You should serve yourself. Is anybody in here just filled with joy perpetually? When you fall, He picks you up. When you pray, He hears you. When you're lost, you don't know what to do. Eventually, He directs your way. It's your servant
here.
And you're not using people, but you're being used for people. That's the
difference.
The Almighty God, He will work with you and me if we're working for Himself.
If we're working for Himself,
this will be so gracious. But if we're working to establish me,
and under preaching of the true gospel,
instead of having joy, you'll have conviction and no
gravity.
In Philippians 1, verse number 15. Some indeed preach Christ even from envy and strife, even to make a name for myself. They are not involved in the great commission, even though their lips and their life might be on that mission field. They're preaching from envy and strife to make a name for themselves. But there's some who also preach the gospel of goodwill from their heart, because they love God and they love people, because they've been saved as a sinner, and He keeps on saving them day by day.
I hope you can do it. Did you hear what the man said? Would you say it
again?
Is it because you love God, or because you love people, or is it because you love
yourself?
Is it because I think that I can get myself a little bit higher if I serve God as a missionary?
No, I'm high enough already in Christ Jesus, sat down at the
right.
Listen to me. I'm as high as I can get. As soon as I trust in Jesus Christ, I'm sat down at the right hand of God, high and exalted, right where He is. I'm in Him. I'm rewarded because of Him. I'm blessed because of Him. And none of my blessings come unto me because I'm a missionary or I do anything. It's because God's Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, He did it all. And I'm going to live for His glory because of it by serving His people.
Let's go.
It's the old gospel.
What does she tell?
What the old missionaries brought? It could be SIM, it could be EQUA, it could be COKED, they brought the true gospel.
It
hasn't changed, it hasn't been updated. They have brought me no new Bible, it still says the apostles' doctrine, what they taught. It's never been elevated. Tell me about anything else. It's about ourselves.
Duke, I'm
you know what I hate? Is when people, because they have a dream, and they try to make God to fulfill their dream. You don't make God fulfill your dream. That's what Esau, and he goes to hell as a rich
man.
If you're in Jesus Christ, every Christian has the same dream. For me to live is Christ. And to die is gain. It's my last text. It's in the book of, Luke. Chapter number 13. No, chapter number 11. And it's in verse number 13. It's my last text. And I want the brother to have time to preach this gospel just like me, even better than me. Because, brother, if you preach it even better, even clearer, I'm the second happiest person in the building. Because it's all about
Christ Jesus.
From the bottom of my heart, I wish all of you men would put me to shame to the Lord. Every last one. I'd love it. I'd be so thankful. I'd weep tears. I would just want to be around and to learn something. Because it's all about Christ Jesus. Luke 11 is my last verse. Are you still with
me?
Okay, are you still with me in the back? Yes, it's the last verse. It's a hopeful verse. And remember here that the Lord Jesus is talking unto the disciples who already believe. They had asked Him, Lord, teach us how to pray.
And he said in verse number 13, if you then, if you disciples, be evil. do it at all. It's my last thing and I'm finished. And the only reason that I'm not over my time is you had to stop my clock late.
Yeah.
I put that in the head. I'm sorry. It's the translator occupying half my time.
Yeah.
That's the way I see it. This is the key takeaway that I want you to go home with. If you and me, if you and me as an evil sinner would go unto God through our Lord Jesus Christ and the blood that he shed for perfect acceptance, perfect righteousness in the sight of God, and ask him to give me the Holy Spirit so that I can live the Christian life. He did it to
me.
That's how I live my life. Oh Father, I'm an evil sinner in this flesh, but I'm only trusting in our Lord Jesus. And I want you to give me a holy life so I can live for your glory, speak for your glory, your glory, obey for your glory, and bring your gospel. And here's what I've got. He helps.
He helps.
I'm as vile as any man or woman in this building, and he helps
me
to live a
life.
That's the glory. Bless God. And he will give it unto you, so help me God. I bet my life on it. I bet my soul on it, because thus says the word of God.
Amen. How time flies when good things happen. We will quickly call on Sister Faith Johnson to come and have a special ministration.
Praise the Lord. I'm so much honored with this great opportunity.